Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
That is flowing here. I saw it rise from here till it got to this point. So I want you to get ready, because every rejection turns to divine appointment. Every rejection will be turned into divine appointment. The dream world is that place where things can happen to you and you will not even realize that you have been invaded. I saw angels walk into this place as we were worshiping. They walked in and lined up like this. 50 of them, they lined up like this. Some of them stood there, some of them were here. And as they were spreading out, the river just kept rising. So there's going to be a strong connection between our worship this morning and the restoration of all those stolen items. You are taking everything back. You are taking everything back. The enemy plan to keep you in shame. Today, every item has been brought back. Arise, O God. Let your enemies scatter this moment. Let strangers hear your voice now and run out of their hiding places. Zakatabianda labakata. The voice of strangers will be silenced in your life forever. I say forever. I say forever. I say forever. I say forever. Instantly, 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 instantly.
All I need is you.
Stretch your hands as if you're about to receive something from the Lord. The angels of the Lord are going around. Stretch your hands, and receive it. The power of the Lord and the gift from heaven.
All I need is you, Lord.
Aha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sekatabade marasa tabaya tadada badada 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 diyada badada badada. Segada badaga badada 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 badada. Segada badaga badada 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 badada. Hallelujah. All right. Lord, we suspend for 30 minutes and then we'll go back. All right. Thank you, Lord. So, all the angels in this building now are standing behind me. So, don't worry. What most of you felt was the fire coming from their bodies. But don't worry. They are here now. So, pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let's do this quickly in 30 minutes. But something has been put in your hands, and it will speak. It will speak. It will speak. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Let's read from Job chapter 33. So I need just Michael right now. Thank you, Lord. So we are going to read from, we are going to start reading from verse 14. Job 33 from verse 14 to 18. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. For in the dream of the night, in the vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man, and to keep back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. So this, when the Lord visits us in dreams, one of his major intentions is to speak to us. The scripture says, he opened the ears of men and seals their instructions. So you are not supposed to dream carelessly. Huh? You can actually monitor your spiritual strength through dreams. Yeah. You know who you are in your dream. Just observe the kind of dreams you have. So dreams were given to us because God is able to control the narrative. There is an actual dream world where that is real. You can do transactions there. Yeah. You can do transactions there. If I share with you some of the things, they are very intense. And but I've been awake since 3 this morning. I was awake of what I saw, so I couldn't sleep. So these days I go to bed with my headset on. Yeah. So I don't sleep too deeply. I'm I mean between worship and sleep. Yeah. You should try it. Don't do it every time. Just some before you go like Enoch and you don't come back. So I was sharing something. I just said something. I said God uses dreams to give us an entrance into the spiritual world. Things can happen there. You can possess your gates there. Your gates can also be taken from you. So you are not careless about dreams. And if you are the kind of person that never remembers your dreams, it's not anything to be proud of. Because valuable information can be lost. Yeah. The scripture says that in verse 17 that he gives us dreams so that he may withdraw man from his purpose when you are about to do something that is going to take you away from God's divine counsel. God can speak to you in a dream. So we need to sanctify our dreams only for the Lord. You should not have a dream simply because you ate pandedium last night. That means you are porous spiritually. There's nobody God does not speak to. At least two dreams. Even if you are not born again. That is one channel God left open for everybody. But Satan also hijacks that area. That's how witches fly. They fly through the dream world when they go to bed. They touch you. They can touch you. You wake up paralyzed. But you slept and you are fine the day before. It's not every time you slept and woke up that it was, and you woke up with a headache that was because of stress. Sometimes transactions happen and you just wake up feeling funny. In fact, if you wake up feeling sick in your dream, I mean in the morning after, despite the fact that you are healthy, you should be concerned. Especially if you know your body. You have no business being sick. A lot of Christians are not aware that the dream world is a real environment. They are not aware. And God says this is even how I primarily speak to everybody. Most of the revelations in the Bible are from dreams. So you cannot dream, and the only thing you see yourself doing is eating. It's a bad sign. You should not be happy. You should be concerned if you are always having pleasure, you know, eating, or you really, really remember your dreams. It's a very bad sign, because the day valuable information will be given to you, that's how you lose it. And as far as God is concerned, they've told you. It's not God's job to give you the dream and also make you remember. So every time you're about to make a mistake, one of the ways God will speak to you is through dreams. So please pay attention. I say you must sanctify your dreams only to the Lord. Let that gateway be open only for God to come through. Don't just expect that you are going to dream. No, it's not just an expectation. It's a sanctified channel. So you must consecrate it. This gateway, only God passes through it. Not your food talking and showing up in your dreams. Not you seeing Ngozi because you spoke to her for 3 hours during the week. Your soul is porous, so anything that affects you emotionally can creep in. So you have to be careful. We don't play emotional games. So God preserves us by speaking to us in dreams. In verse 18, the scripture says he keeps our soul from the pit. That's death. That's death, premature death. God uses the instrument of dreams to keep our soul from the pit. The pit. Are you seeing that scripture? The pit, that is talking about death. Satan's strategy to take you out. God will reveal it to you through dreams. So why are you proud? Someone say, when I sleep like a log of wood. You are in trouble and you don't know. You cannot sleep like a log of wood. Are you a wood? Are you a log of wood? It's not a sign that you are at peace. There may be war in your zone. And as the gatekeeper, especially if you are a man, the gatekeeper of your house, you are not even aware you are at war. You are not aware. Say, all is well. Hallelujah. You are invaded. You are about to be invaded. Maybe you have been invaded already. Maybe they've carted away all your blessings and you are here saying, it is well. Pass me not to gentle. The Savior has walked past you and is in the next street. He has gone. The Savior is gone. He keepeth our soul from the pit. And this is very, very significant. So, see our life from perishing. By what? So that means even in the spirit realm, they recognize that swords are eaten. Now, in the Bible, you will see things like devourers, pestilence, destruction. Those names are not occurrences, they are spirits. When you hear devourer, it's not just an occurrence. It's a spirit. God only talks and communicates with spirits, not items. If you read the scripture and see where devourers were mentioned, this thing cannot be an occurrence. You know what it means to devour something? You lay waste. It's just like, is it termites? When they feast on a building, they look so small. You say what? Sand bring down the entire building. Even if they give theirs, you can't live inside. But how do you know what you are dealing with if the Lord does not tell you? As Christians, we have to be sensitive. A Christian is someone who is empowered by heaven. A Christian is not someone who dances. A Christian is not somebody on TikTok. A Christian is not somebody who just goes on Instagram. A Christian is somebody who God's power is invested in. If you don't know yourself, we have been on this mountain for 21 days. What are you living with? Just a miracle? Just a miracle? Just a miracle? Or with weapons, tools? One of our brothers here, he says to me, and I really appreciate, he say, oh, can't live as a man. You know, Busayo, you know that there is, in the prophetic ministry, there is a gift of dreamers as a separate office. Let's read something. My Savior and your promise, I saw. My hope is in you. First Samuel 28 and verse 6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not. What was the first instrument? Neither by what? By dreams, nor by hearing, or by prophet. The dream is a unique office. Everybody dreams. Every Christian can prophesy. But there are some, that is their office. Within the prophetic, that's their office. One of my brothers here, he says to me, and you will do well to pay attention to that tip. He says, anytime he's at a crossroad, he takes his time, that in late at night, and he prays. And when he's done, he said he knows the dream is coming. He knows. And the dream will come. Because by calling, he's a seer. But he executes that office through dreams. And if you are in that office, you will face most of your most intense battles in the dreams. Especially if you are a seer through dreams, you will notice that most of your battles will be because of dreams, whether physically or spiritually. Satan will also try to contaminate your dreams. Some of them will not have head, they will not have tail. And then after, you begin to tell yourself, there's nothing here. You have been deceived. If your dream world is attacked, why? Does it mean there's some value there? Does it mean there's something that you are not seeing, but God has seen? Satan knows. Why are you suddenly very casual? Why are you here saying God has not spoken? Meanwhile, this is the seventh dream. Seventh. But because you have a careless disposition about spiritual things, you always want to hear a voice. Meanwhile, the dreams can give you extreme details. Details. Now, let me also add, especially when your dreams are from God or Satan, not from the where to, anything you see actually happened. Anything you see, especially if it's either from God or Satan, that thing that you saw actually happened in the spirit realm. You cannot be careless.
It's in your hold and your promise, my hope.
In that scripture, he said it is in a dream that we experience visions of the night. So you can have visions in your dreams. Recently, and I will not tell you where or when, because I know a man 14 years. Whether in the spirit or in the flesh, I cannot tell. But this man was taken up to the high heavens. Let me tell you something. This in relation to witchcraft. Witchcraft draws its power from fear, ignorance, and terror. A lot of witchcraft is deployed through dreams. And when they come, their goal is first of all to terrorize you. If you fall for that trap, then you become locked in fear. You become demoralized. The battle is over. I had an experience, where or when, I will not say. I was standing, it was in church anyway, but which of the churches, I will not say. And a young woman walked in, and she threatened everybody in that church. And she mentioned, she said, I'm a witch. I dare any of you, including your pastor, if you are sure of yourself, come and stand there. I will destroy you now. I didn't pray that morning. But if it's witchcraft though, in my weaker state, I'm still stronger. It's a knowledge that must come to your spirit. It's not when you are faced with that kind of battle, you will start charging the anointing. There's nothing to charge. So I stepped out from the back and I came to the front. I said, where is that lady who just spoke? And in front of my eyes, I could see that she was not standing there alone.
she was behind her was a very powerful head of witches sent to destroy that church. She was just the one that was sent, but there were many people behind her. Very terrifying to look at. So I shut my eyes and then I spoke to them by faith and I said to her, die. And she fell. It's quite easy to lose your life. Like, she fell flat and wasn't breathing again. So the problem is, you have killed a person. What do we do? I didn't hear God. I spoke from my understanding. Some of you are asking God about things He has already discussed already. And you see, there are about 7 billion people. And there are other planets. Why don't you just pay attention and stop? There's no time. Imagine God has to read his emails every day and you keep clogging his books. Even though he's not complaining, but you too, just put yourself in God's shoes. That this thing she's praying about, you've already told her in her dream. Like 3 times. But because she does not believe anything, she's still sending email. Please attend to, sir, very urgent. What is this? That's why I told you, you must sanctify your dream life. So that whatever is coming through that channel is pure. The moment that woman, that young lady died, the witches and the demons ensured that she stayed dead. So that the goal will still be achieved. The goal was to shut down that church. They have killed a person. The pastor was there, he was confused. So I stretched my hands to the lady and I said, be transformed. From your inside, be transformed. And I saw the power of God separating her from her soul where the witchcraft was located. And I saw the struggle, it was separate, like there was a conflict. Like you see somebody trying to come out of somebody, like they separated her like this. So the witch was here. So and I said, say after me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I accept you. And she became a Christian and I buy a Bible. So this is now your church. Eh? You are now a church member. In this terrain, and I dare say in the UK, US, there are covens of witchcraft in plain sight. And many people are not aware. And that's why this message today is about destiny recovery through dreams. Destiny recovery through dreams. How many of you have had dreams recently of you going back to your former school? You went back to your former school. You saw yourself wearing uniforms this year. Huh? All right. I see 2 people. I see someone there. So every dream has a language and a message. A level you've passed, a 70-year-old man sees himself wearing a secondary school uniform going back. How many of you find yourself, where is my minister here? Is he there? Ah, you can't leave. You can't leave. The song can be changing sometimes, so you need to. How many of you find yourselves in your dreams at graveyards? Maybe sometime this year, or it has happened like twice. Now, when it happens once, what is it? It's an occurrence. When it's twice, it becomes a pattern. 3 times. So they are building a house now. When something is repeated in the dream, it is for emphasis. That means that thing you saw the first time was not a mistake. When Pharaoh had that dream and they brought Joseph said, you saw this thing twice, that the Lord wants you to know this matter is established. There is no prayer that can remove it again. This matter is what? Established. It will happen. This famine is going to come. You have seen your light 21 times now. And in your mind, there's nothing there. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus.
All right.
I hope that your faith will deliver you. So there are a lot of things. And for those of you who think maybe it's just random, you have 12 hours in the day. And you have 12 hours at night. Do you honestly believe those 12 hours at night are for nothing? Do you honestly believe the way you, in within your 12 hours, you got up, had your bath, went to the island, finished your job, came back to your house at Ugudu or Bega or wherever, and you went to, you still cooked, took care of your children. Now, what do you think you do the other 12 hours? Or 8 hours? Meanwhile, time is not calculated the way we calculate it here in the spiritual realm. Which means 1 hour in the spiritual realm could be 5 years. When you look at the volume of information, you could be looking at 3 years, 5 years. Let me ask again. If you have ever been robbed in your dream, somebody robbed you, please wave. Now, I would like to pray for you specially, those of you. Who raised the hand here? What was taken from you? A gift. Do you know who gave you the gift? It was a beautiful gift. And they took it. And the person, do you know the person? Or just random, a guy, a lady? You are struggling to keep your gift and the person still made away. Because are you registered in any gym? You need to go and register in a gym. You need some muscles. Please talk to me at the back. Do you remember what was taken? What was it? Your phone. Now that is very serious because your phone represents a communication gadget. Now the way the phone works is that it transmits waves, which means the waves are spiritual. You can't see them, but they are there. So it may speak to your disconnection from heaven. It's not the phone, it's what it represents. Is that a recent dream or sometime? You got it back. Congratulations. Yes. Huh? A bag in the dream. What was in the bag? Money. Everything. Women have everything in the bag. Most likely your ID card will be there. Let's say office ID card or something, which means you might be exposed to stolen identity in the spirit realm. There are people whose images can be used to perpetrate evil. If you are not wise, you will think it's the person. Who raised their hand here? Please talk to me quickly. Your laptop. Now, for a young person, please, are you with me? Are you still here? You are not here. Are you following me? That represents the workflow system of every young person. Every young person today, you must have your phone, you have your laptop. That's your like your job. And is this a recent event? It keeps coming. If you don't recover that laptop, you need to recover it because it has to do with your career. It's a very serious matter. Do you play games on your laptop? It's your career. People have dreams and dreams speak a lot of language. They are trying to tell us something. Most times people just say, oh, Pastor, but I prayed, sha. The matter may require more than prayer. You may need to enter into the realm of prayer because what was taken, the significance, will speak to you about how desperate Satan is to take you out. Any other person? Talk to me. Your purse, and your phone, wealth, and your communication gadget, that represents your disconnection. Now, what that means is that in the spiritual realm, if everybody wants to reach you, to help you, they can't reach you. Mama, I'm with you. You are? What is this recent to some time ago? Now, so the bottom line is that you really should not be reckless. Your dreams are telling you something. Your dream is trying to talk to you. And even God recognizes that dreams are divine channels. He said, in the last day I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Joel chapter 2 verse 20. He said, my sons and daughters will prophesy. My young men will what? They will see visions. And the old men will dream dreams. So dreams are legal channels. Legal channels of communication. Out of those three gifts, two of them are sight gifts. The other has to do with utterance. Prophecy involves talking, but visions and dreams involve seeing. So which means anything you see, you should place a premium on it and not just assume. Especially if you know this thing requires you to pray, to really pray. You know, I told you when we started this morning, I said I saw angels walked in with stolen items. Oh, come on now. Are you here? Uh-huh. So those are the things. Now you understand. Because some of the things they took, they even took everything. You woke up, you didn't even remember you had a dream. When something is taken away from you, look at the significance of that thing. Is it valuable to you? Is it something that you can easily replace? What language is a laptop speaking? What language is, for instance, a cup of cold water in a hot sun? Under intense heat. Something that's supposed to bring you succor, refreshing, was taken away from you suddenly. What is the message there? That's why scripture says in Job 3 that God, through the dream of night, vision of the night, God reveals his purpose, seals instructions. This is what is happening in your life. You are not aware. We came to tell you are sleeping too much. This is what is happening. Tomorrow when you get to the office, whatever they say, don't pass any comment. They want to use your words against you. If you pay attention, I remember, you know, my mentor, Professor Malone, when I was much younger, I used to have a lot of dreams. So I went to him one day. If I had a dream, I would go to him and say, this is what I saw. But I never really understood my dreams. And I've been a Christian for years. If you're in that category, talk to me now. Your dreams are always, it's only God that knows the meaning. Raise your hands. See them. Now, as a child, listen to me. If you want to become an elder in the spirit, a spiritual elder, a mature, one of the indices we look at is understanding. Your ability to look at a parable and demystify it. You see a dream. And you can tell yourself, this one is the food I ate last night. This one is God. Let me add a twist to it. Have you had a dream that had a part of it was God, a part of it was Satan, a part of it was you? Huh? You know about it. Huh? Uh-huh. So you know, Pastor, when that dream started, it was actually then somewhere, I know this one. So we need to go and do sanitation, monthly sanitation. It is also wisdom for you to be able to say, this is where God ended. This is where my own mind started. So you can sort and tell yourself, this is the one I need here. Now, I think it's in the book of Daniel chapter 1. For those who are still, let me look for Daniel chapter. I think it should be the last verse, I think. Let me quickly, where's Daniel? Yeah, verse 20. Daniel 1:20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians. No, this is not what I'm looking for. Go to verse 17. And as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. What's the next word? And something's about to be added here. Don't rush, just take your time. He said, and among the four of them, Daniel. You see, among the four of them, Daniel was the only one that the scriptures introduced us to his spiritual routine. Which means even among the four of them, Daniel's consecration was high. Say, and Daniel. Had understanding in all. Daniel became skilled in the language of heaven. Daniel was not a pastor. He was a politician. Daniel has never asked anybody to give his life to Christ before. Daniel, most likely today, as a church, he will come to church like Javier, so sit down. If you say preach, he will say no. He doesn't want to talk. But the pastor goes to him. This thing. Say, pastor, like the oracle, he will just shake that thing. Three fowls, three chicken, three palm oil. That's Daniel. Do you know Daniel was referred to as a magician? But Daniel knew in his heart that he's not part of them. But if you check his signature, when he sends an email, chief magician, that was his title. But Daniel had the spirit of God. Because they didn't have any way to describe him. He was too much. If the thing was so naughty and difficult, bring it to Daniel. But what was the price Daniel paid? Look, I'm asking you a question. Why did God decide to reward Daniel with understanding in dreams? If it was not anything, if dreams was not anything, if dreams had no meaning, if dreams was just something that happens to everybody, why did God? He said, and God and Daniel had understanding. This was God's reward system for them for their faithfulness to him in a strange land. But out of the four of them, God gave Daniel something that was unique. He wasn't just a dreamer. He understood the language of dreams. He could tell you this thing in 7 years. Now, you remember the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar? Daniel gave him a prophecy and told him that God's judgment was going to come upon him. You remember? Now, if you read the book of Daniel, but you read it, you read chapter 1 in the morning when you are happy, chapter 2 in the afternoon when the bus conductor refuses to give you your change, and then when your husband or the guy that is promising you marriage tomorrow, even though we all know it's not possible tomorrow, but he said he'll marry you tomorrow, the guy has been avoiding you. You now read chapter 4. Around that period, you may be disjointed. I asked myself, why was God so aggressive in his judgment of Nebuchadnezzar? Because when you really read the chapter, he had not really done anything so bad. I mean, the guy was an unbelieving king, but he didn't really do anything that nobody had, that we haven't seen before. Why was God so aggressive? But go and read just before that judgment came. And you know that thing came in a dream. Huh? I say your dream is talking to you. That some of you now, you switch off, you go to your spiritual IT room and turn off the server or the link. I don't want to see anything. Nobody should tell me that I should not marry. Nobody should tell me that, you know, just turn it off. Turn it off. It is where in Jesus' name, let's be marching forward. You begin to march forward till you get to the bus stop. Now, you are not even close to the server room again. You are offline. Do you know that shortly before that dream came and the judgment came, this brother did something that made God very angry? Everything is connected. That dream you think you are seeing over and over again, there is a reason why that thing has access to your mind. The king has raised a monument and asked everybody to come and bow down. God does not share glory. So that made God so angry. But you know, when God wanted to punish him, God did not talk about what he did. God just brought the punishment. This is the decree from heaven. Why are we? You behave like a madman. So, Ireo, peace unto you. When God wanted to punish him, and if God wants to be aggressive, he may not tell you. Sometimes he tells you before he kills you. He said to a king in the book of Genesis, he said, you're a dead man. The first time a person had a dream in the Bible was when God wanted to kill a man. Go and read your, just type dream in your search. The first time the word dream was used, God came to kill a man. So the fact that people are being oppressed through dreams does not hand over the sovereignty of that realm to Satan. The fact that people are oppressed through dreams does not mean Satan is the one controlling that channel. I said the first time a man dreamt in the Bible, it was God that came through the channel. The man took Abraham's wife. You can have money. You saw that prayer point. A king is not delivered by the multitude of his army. You can have money and be empty. God said, you are a dead man, for you have taken the wife of a prophet. I say, Okpeo, nobody can take my wife. Okpeo. If you see the way I was happy when I read that thing. Okpeo. I say, yes. Now I can sleep. You try. I just say, Baba, you remember what you did the other day? This is name. This is address. Go and visit him. Eba mi no legba. Flog him. You come and beg me with honorarium. God came through that channel. But you know, in his own case, they told him, this is why I want to kill you. They got to his son, I want to kill you. At least you should know why you are dying. But this other king, see all these kings, there's something about becoming great in life. You think the rules don't apply to you. When you start becoming great, it's when you should be careful. The rules apply, it's just that when they want to answer, it is God himself, the king of all earth, of all the earth, that will come and speak. Unfortunately, that day you may not be able to appear. They told this brother, you're a wicked man, you will become a wild animal. And one day they were in the palace there, just doing their official work, and they just heard the king. Woo! You think people love you? If things change for you, they will turn their back. Don't pray to get there. Are your best here? They're always doing videos together. Don't worry. Just make sure things are good for you. The commissioners and ministers were the ones that escorted the king to the forest, and they left him. And how you will know that punishment was deliberate? The day his mind was restored, what did Nebuchadnezzar do? He gave glory to God. Oh goodness. Don't let people tell you what you are not. Our Lord Jesus taught us in Luke chapter 12. He said, after you have done the will of God, when they are man of God, tell them, I am an unworthy servant. He's a man of the hour. He has raised three people from the dead. Hey, carry your Bible and run. They will kill you. Huh? They will kill you. So just take your Bible. Say, okay, I'm the PA. Let me go and call the man of God downstairs. Enter a bus and go. Because God does not share space. He does not share space. And forget about what is going on around the world. God does not share space. He does not share space. Which is why many times your dreams may be a reflection of either a warning, a judgment, a promise. So, I can pray now and ask the Lord to restore what has been taken. But if you don't know why it was taken, if you are here, every time you are about to maybe take or make a major decision that could affect you positively at the office, or you have an exam, you fall sick. Yeah. Wave. You fall sick just before exam. Yeah. Or something's about to happen and they need your presence. You just realize that period, you are not fit enough. Those are signposts. There are people that I have spoken to shortly before that promotion exercise in their office, they will bring food to them in the dream. Food, sumptuous food. For only one person. Buffet. And they will eat and eat until the promotion letter disappears. Your dreams are talking to you. Today you will recover. Amen. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 3, the king said to them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the meaning. A king had a dream and he became troubled because he knows that most times when you have a dream, either God or Satan is trying to talk to you. But a lot of us today, when we have a dream, we are not bothered. In fact, before 9 a.m., you've forgotten. Am I right? A lot of people forget their dream almost immediately. You see, we are ending our fast today, but more than the blessings and the miracles, and thank God, like I did mention, was it 2 weeks ago? I said four children, four babies, you know, including a twin, that I've received calls from them. And I'm not talking about people who just randomly, they have been waiting for years. Like, I know of one 6 years, I know of one maybe 4 years, I know. And the doctor said they've done what they needed to do. And in this season, we are expecting twins, we are expecting. So, but I am here to tell you, if you are expecting a baby and you keep having dreams, you find yourself in your room, in a room in your house filled with baby things, but you can't find the children there. It's not a good sign. Or you are holding your child in your dream and somebody snatched the child from you. It's not the time to go and buy egg roll from Mama Preshi. Because those demons know how to radio people around you to finish off what they have started spiritually. That morning, Mama Preshi will fry egg roll, big one. Eh? That morning, when you see Mama Preshi, it's like you have never eaten egg roll in your life. You even buy two. Normally you buy one, but today you will buy two. If you know you want to pray at night, don't eat heavily at night. Most dreams somewhere oscillate between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. So when you understand the science of dreams, because the idea of dream is that the spirit must reach deep into your subconscious and unconscious self. The part of you that can, once your body is in a state of rest, you know, I don't want to use the language, some people call it beta phase, alpha phase. They have all those things, but me, I don't know. I know alpha beta, but I don't know this. I don't know these other companies. I know alpha beta. We pay tax to them in Lagos. But these other ones, they are new age. So, but there is a phase you get into where your body enters rest. Then your soul is free to express itself. If you find yourself having 5 children, 6 children, 7 children in your dream, always dancing by the water or swimming, you need to come quickly. Do we have anybody who has such experience? You always find yourself by the water. Just wave. Oh, aha. God bless you. Somebody is honest here. God bless you. I see 2 people. Am I seeing a third hand? Now, if you find yourself... Is that a brother at the back? I want to say you are strong, girl. They took you to the marine. Now, if you find yourself at least 3 times, always hanging around rivers and waters, you need to be delivered from the marine spirit. Marine spirits will not let you marry. And if you marry, they will not allow you to have children. And if they notice you are strong, they will go after your husband. The god of the marine world is Leviathan. Have you heard of Leviathan? There are 2 demons. There are 2 Leviathans. God killed one in the Bible. There's one more. That one is what Yoruba people call Kingba. How do you interpret that one? You know they hear, you know they agree. It's a very ferocious spirit. That's where all the powers from the marine world comes from. There's not those queen of the coast, they are just area managers. The real spirit is Leviathan. Area managers. That's why I see many of them claim to be area of queen of the coast. Queen of the coast. They are different areas. Some are covering Mende. Pacific, those ones are stronger. The one here, they are just learning work. They are learning work. They are apprentices. When they now do well, they will promote them from Mende to Lagoon. Then from Lagoon to what's that? River Niger. From River, then you'll be collecting promotion till you reach Pacific Ocean. Once you get there, you have made it. Let me tell you, for those of you that raise your hand, you always find yourself by the water. You must embrace a holy life. Don't touch sin. Please, my people who raise your hand there, God bless you. Please be looking at me as I'm talking. I said, if you find yourself there, no prophet. Because what happens to many people in this condition is that they will begin to go from prophet's house to prophet's house. They'll be looking for one year. They'll be looking for one. They'll go to Benue to see what's the name of the herbalism. They will be going up and down in Osun State. They'll be tying white wrapper looking for help. Listen to me, if you want to be free, the first antidote is holiness. You must separate yourself from sin. Many people who are in this area always struggle with sexual sin. Sexual sin. Even when you are not interested, the men will be coming. Because there's something, nobody can resist water. So they'll come to you. Somebody will look at you, he doesn't know why, he just wants to be with you. I just like sitting around you. Come for deliverance. You must embrace a life of holiness. Stop going to Ezenwanye and Yeyoshun and all these prayer houses where they don't teach you the word of God. The temptation will be very high. The temptation, please, are you hearing me, please? You know, I'm telling you how to make your freedom very easy. Because for spirits to stay in your life, they must have a legitimate reason. They must have a reason why they are staying. Well, even if you pray and fast, they will not go. Some of you, if you pray, oh my God. How many of you have experienced that after an intense moment of prayer and fasting, they come and attack you? Who knows what I'm talking about? They will just show up and terrorize you in your dream. Somebody will even see that he was on the bed. When he wakes up, he's on the floor. They carry the body and put on the floor. I'm not joking. Some of you are laughing. You should be. You. Some of you sleep in Mushi and wake up in Lekki. Your own is still good. I'm telling you that some of these spirits, for you to know that they came, they will pick your body and put it on the floor. Yeah. Say, like he sleeps walk. What do you mean by 40 years old man sleepwalking? The devil is after you. And if the devil wants to finish you, you will be attending a church where all they teach you is how to make money, where the pastor is not anointed. I saw one of his videos when he used to be a gospel musician. Did you know he used to? He looks so holy. So have you seen that video? Oh, so fine, so glorious. And my Igbo brethren, like, just so blessed. Since that day, I've been praying for him. Now, pay attention to me, because we don't have so much time and I want us to pray. Ordinarily speaking, today I just ask us to praise God. But this morning, the direction changed. A prophet doesn't preach a message because it's what he has prepared. We give room for interference. And today, God is asking me to speak about dreams. Because for many of you, because you are not masters in that realm, it's easy for Satan to come in from there and take away everything that you have collected. Now, in the scriptures, which of the prophets do we know that was gifted in dreams? Daniel? Let's start with Daniel. Isaiah? Okay, Nehemiah. No, let's just stay with. Okay, let's take a template. Let's take Daniel. And maybe possibly Joseph. Those are my guys. Daniel was always praying three hours every day. Every three hours. And he was the vice president of a country. I want you to imagine the excuse you are giving yourself for your backsliding. That the job God gave you is the reason why you can't pray. I want you to listen to yourself, oh, and imagine how good your excuse is to you. Daniel, the vice president of a country, every day, 3 hours, set his alarm. Whatever he's doing, he will get up. He's going to pray. Even if it's for 15 minutes, he will go and pray. He prayed so much that people became angry. And Daniel, have you seen the kind of dreams Daniel has? Have you seen the kind of dreams? Because angels gravitate towards praise and prayer. If you're a person that loves to praise God a lot, angels will not be far from you. How do you think that David was able to hear the conversation in heaven? The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my... A king go. I want you to listen to your excuse, because God said the problem many of us have is that we are not disciplined. Are you here? 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 Let me tell you something about marine spirits. They love to waste. They will waste everything around you until you depend. They want you to depend on them. They don't want you to have the power to decide anything. I was preaching in Abuja. Very beautiful, you know, Igbo lady. Very beautiful, like you see her, very corporate looking. But she couldn't secure a job. She couldn't secure a job. I mean, if I saw her in an interview, 50% you already have the job. Just talk well. Eh? Just talk well, and that's all. Because no matter how well you do in the interview, we still have to train you. So we say, you want the job, I mean, come on. You will think it was your performance. You won't know that it's because you are fine. The lady, as wonderful and beautiful as she is, as this is 2024. I'm talking about 2021. She's a graduate, has never done a job that paid her more than 30,000 before. But she came to church that day. So what if she didn't come to church? God is not your enemy. God is the one fighting for you. You don't have the right to say you will not come. God should come and meet you at home. Think about it. You don't have money. Then somebody says, come to Banana Island and meet me. You won't borrow the money. What are you talking about? People think God is some. You are the one with problem. God is the one who wants to help you. God is the only one that can help you and not take one dime. Every other person will help you and will remind you that, if not for me, you are angry. So God is the one that should suffer because you are angry. Think calm now. I'll make you say the reason now. After I prayed with her, then the Lord told me, in Klelo, their family worships a snake. I said, this fine girl. Oh boy, first supposed to they ask before you marry. Do you have anything you people worship in your clan? In your clan. Okay, let's go and visit. I will follow you. Let's go. Let me know what I'm putting. I have enough problems now. And Satan now is putting entertainment so nobody looks at those things again. You will now marry and realize you are in a prison. If the girl is too good to be true, go to her village. If the guy is too good to be true, go to his house. Confirm, look around. Say, I want to cook for you people. I want to sleep over today. Look around. If you see Guru Maharaj's picture there, or you see that they hang one broom, say, this broom, nobody should touch it. Eh? Nobody should touch this broom. I will never see husband. Even if the guy king tongues, tell him to sit down. Two challenging destinies should not come together. Somebody should have a lighter body so that he can assist the other person. In your family, they are worshiping snake. This one, they are worshiping rabbit in their own country. Two of you now want to marry. In your dream, snake is always pursuing rabbit. Say, Pastor, I don't know why since we married. It must happen. They must pursue you. But you say, I have the life of God. Okay, why are they pursuing you? Shebi, you have the life of God. Are you not the one supposed to be pursuing the serpent? Now you have been running since you got married for 5 years. You have been running. Always running. You are always running your dream. Do you know there are people that are always running? Something is always after them. If it's not a masquerade, it's somebody with a cutlass. Somebody is always after them. Say, I know why I'm in Christ. You don't know. If you know who you are, you should not be running. Today, the Lord will have mercy on you. Huh? You know, I'm glad I'm not here alone. When I want to pray for you now, from today, they will not be able to find your address again. If you don't want to dream, you won't dream. You will tell yourself, this night I want to sleep. Man of God, sometimes when I go to bed, I say, Lord, I wouldn't mind if you come tonight. I tell him. I say, I wouldn't mind. I tell him. It's a request, it's a prayer. Lord, if you could come tonight or just show me something. I want to know what's going on that side. Then I arrange my environment. Maybe I'm listening to Theophilus Sunday or something. I just make sure that's my environment for minimum of 2-3 hours. And as I shut my eyes, I'm gone. It's when I wake up, I'll realize I've been somewhere. These things can... We have better opportunities now. Yes. Now, if you are young here and they ever took you to a river to bait for you, raise your hand. Am I seeing a hand there? 1, 2, 3. Now I'm going to pray for you. Because what they do is that they are going to connect you remotely. They are going to connect you remotely. If you are not strong spiritually, you will not be able to. I've been a victim of that thing. You know. Forget that. You know. So there's a brother here now. He did not raise your hand. Spirit of God, let your fire breathe. Wrought deliverance. Wrought deliverance. Wrought deliverance. Power! Take off that shackle, Spirit of God. Azelabara kono sotaya. Robe shatalina sotabala kazia. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh goodness. Thank you, Lord. We have more angels hanging around the corner here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute? Can you pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute? Zekataye ne meloko para. Zekataye ne meloko zopaya. Zekataye ne malubasaya. In the name of Jesus. The Lord told me this morning around 3 a.m. Said, I have given you power over every form of witchcraft. Listen to me. If what is going on in your life is the result of witchcraft activities, I saw the angel of the Lord destroying altars that were erected over your family, that before the end of this year, somebody will die. I saw the angel of the Lord dismantling those altars. You will not die. It's not about that. Today, the Lord will wipe away your sweat. Amen. Take it. Aha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Power as of order. Zakata yende le borosa taya. Zekata yende le bosuta. Zekata. yele barase sokata yele le kapara sokata yegedegede soprate kalabara soprate chada nagaria sokata ya in the name of Jesus barakata ye sokata yele korakata ya sote ya kata soprokoto ye eza niga daba sokoto yegede bonoza niga kata bara In the name of Jesus. Now, today is Selabaya. Listen, for all of you that Shalade Kabayade, a king is not delivered by the mortar of an army. When people look at him, they say he's a big man. He has 100,000 soldiers. But in his spirit realm, he's empty. That parable speaks of ability. When people look at you, they say, she's okay. He's okay. They think you don't need anything. They think you're already occupied. But it is the familiar spirit sending wrong signals. She's already married. She's already engaged. She already has children. There are people. The Lord Himself was the one who first thought about you.
I've made up my mind that all of my days, it is you I will serve. It is you I am.
In Jesus' name, arise, shine, believe. Give God all the glory and all the honor. Can we give God all the glory? Can we give God all the glory? He deserves it.
Salvation to the Lord, who seated on the throne, and to the Lamb forevermore. Salvation.